Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation. It's about life.
It's 7:30 and Tom Rogers has AM 580 News.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The legislature's budgeting arm says Illinois has the money to restore budget cuts and Governor Rob Blagojevich should use it. The legislature voted to move $220 million from special state accounts to spare 323 layoffs and the closing of two dozen state attractions. The layoffs start at the end of October. The Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability says state revenue projections are holding. A Blagojevich aide says the governor won't restore state budget cuts until he's sure the spending plan can withstand a battering from a shrinking national economy. Democratic budget negotiator Donnie Trotter says Blagojevich's action is prudent because things don't look bright. Champaign Park District officials say they're open to working with the Champaign School District on sharing land for two school expansion projects, but there's a lot more they need to know. Park Board President Barb Kuhl says the board has already expressed a willingness to discuss Unifor's proposal to use some adjacent parkland to expand Garden Hills and Booker T. Washington schools. But she says board members need to see more architectural details to find out how much land they're being asked to give up. Meanwhile, Kuhl says the park district has to preserve its open green space.
Open space, such as a park, an open park, a green area, are very important to our residents. And to a lot of people, they might look like a great space to build a building, but we have to preserve both the open green space area as well as providing the facilities to do the other programs we need in these areas.
Kuhl commented after a joint meeting last night of the Champaign School Board, Park District, and City Council to discuss cooperative projects. School Superintendent Arthur Culver says the Garden Hills and Washington expansion projects will include new facilities such as a gym or community meeting room that can be shared with the Park District. A candidate for Champaign County Board wants to know why an area in northwest Champaign has yet to lure in the businesses it was planning for. Eric Thorsland says while landscaping and streets and the Clearview development are nearly prepared for growth, an enterprise zone established by the city and county has failed to bring in development for 2 years. Thorsland says the project's 240-acre size is also hurting the developer's efforts to lure in tenants.
The excuse is the economy, and perhaps that's part of it now. But I think originally the problem was that it was a pretty big plan, pretty large development, would require some pretty major investment on some people. And at this time, there really wasn't a demand for that. I don't think there was 2 years ago, and there certainly isn't now.
Thorsland says the developer of Clearview, the Atkins Group, did a good job of promoting the enterprise zone, but has nothing on its radar now. But Atkins Director of Real Estate Mark Dixon refutes those comments. He says everything is on target for construction of not only medical facilities, but hotel and retail space by next year. The Carl Foundation has purchased 100 acres in the area with no definite plans for the land as of yet. And Dixon says negotiations continue with Christie Clinic for an outpatient facility despite being initially denied a request by the state's Health Facilities Planning Board. The Cook County Health Department says it's investigating 6 recent cases of Legionnaires' disease in Chicago's south suburbs. The department says 5 cases were in Tinley Park, 1 was in Orland Park. A spokesman says 3 of the cases involved people who went to a grocery store in Orland Park. He says health investigators have tested a misting system used to spray produce there. The department says all the victims were treated and released from area hospitals. Legionnaires' disease is a type of pneumonia that can spread through plumbing and air conditioning systems. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention statistics show between 8,000 and 18,000 people are hospitalized with the disease in the U.S. each year. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:06, or 8:30 rather. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA store in Rantoul and Catlin, and Jerry's IGA in Hoopston and the Round Barn Center in Champaign. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
You can do that right now by calling 217-244-9455 or logging on to willpledge.org. Les Schulte alongside. I'm Jay Pierce, meteorologist Ed Kieser joining us. We have an in-depth look at weather coming up, but right now we want to take a moment to update ourselves on the significant challenge that we have going on, Les.
It is. It's very exciting. There is $2,222 sitting there on the table from our friends at Ray's Heating and Air Conditioning in Urbana and from a couple who appreciate this service that from our listening area and from our good friends at GCOM in Savoy. $2,222 riding on the next 14 calls
to go.
To get us to the 50-call goal by 8 o'clock. Only 14 calls or 14 pledges online at 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. It's that simple, Jay.
Yeah, we want to thank all of you who have called so far and invite the rest of you to give us a call right now. Robert Horvath did. He plays WILL in his class, and his dog Bebo likes it. So he made a contribution this morning. How about you at 217-244-9455? We all have our own reasons, whether it's the in-depth news and information, the companionship, or maybe your dog likes the station. 244-9455.
Do it for your pets.
There you go. You decide the value that this station, the role it plays in your life, the value that it gives you. And then make that pledge. You decide the amount. 244-9455. I'll tell you, we're $50,000. Less than $50,000 now from meeting our goal for this pledge drive. But today's the last day.
It is the last day. So we need you to join Muhammad Sahif of Champaign, who's made his contribution this morning. We've heard from Thomas Morrow. We've heard from Mike Pryfe from Champaign. Join them this morning. Walter and Susan Larsh from Champaign. Thank you.